Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's this hour in which you get to ask Amy anything that doesn't have to do with my wedding. Is that mean? It's kind of unfair, isn't it? I don't feel badly for you. We're building the anticipation, and honestly, I probably can't answer all of your questions anyway because the wedding is still 3.5 months out. But I promise you, on my life, I mean, I don't need to be so melodramatic because when I promise you, I do keep my promise. But when I promise you that I will record a video version of Ask Amy Anything that has nothing to do with anything except the wedding. It's all about the wedding. It's all to answer your FAQs. Boy, do you have a lot of FAQs. Same questions over and over and over from a lot of people. And I understand there is some real curiosity about not just the wedding, but what happens after the wedding. And so for that reason, we're going to build some anticipation. Producer Jay is still collecting your questions. A video version of Ask Amy Anything 3 months out, okay? That's the best I can do. We'll promise you, I promise you, it will be done exactly 3 months out. Producer Jay thinks the video version of Ask Amy Anything, we're going to have to give it a cute name. Walking down the aisle, Ask Amy Anything.
Something like that.
Anyway, Jay tells me that video version of Ask Amy will be 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, that was last hour. Now it's on track to be like closer to 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
The more time that goes, the more wedding questions just keep flooding in.
You know how much I love Travis and Jason Kelsey. I cannot watch their video podcast that goes more than 2 hours. So we can't. People will lose interest and be bored out of their minds.
The people want to know these things, these questions.
Right, but we're going to have to condense it a little bit. We'll do a half hour version.
Oh, God.
It's not like my answers need to be extremely long,
no,
right?
A half hour should be suffice. But I'm just saying there are a lot of coming in.
Yes, which I appreciate. So let's just get it all out of our systems. While you're sending your questions for Ask Amy Anything, if you would like to throw in a wedding question or an Amy gets married question or a Mrs. question, what happens when I'm a Mrs.? Go ahead and do that. We will answer them all with a video version of Ask Amy Anything Gets Married. Ask Amy Gets Married. Amy Gets Married, ask away.
Now I'm going to be thinking about this.
Yes, we have to come up with a cute... That's why it has to wait until next month. We have to come up with a cute name. No, that's not the reason. There's a couple of reasons. Number one, we're still putting together the details of the wedding.
Ask Amy Anything except I do. Except will you marry me? Because that's taken. It's a long title, but something like that.
Something. We'll keep working for a name. There's another reason why we have to delay it. But also, with the start of football season, we have a lot on our plates right now. We're trying to make sure that our NFL coverage is ready to go post-Labor Day because the NFL kicks off a week from Thursday. So a week from tomorrow, if you're waking up on your Wednesday morning on the East Coast or maybe in another time zone, it just happens to be you wake up super early. We want it to be everything it should be. We want it to be done well, not just rushed and shoddy. Instead, want to be able to answer your questions and do it in a way that's entertaining. So we're going to wait and make sure it's done right. But in between now and then, we are going to give you a video brand new to YouTube, our Stairway to Seven, to kick off the NFL season. Okay, so we've got a couple of video projects between now and mid-September. Kind of whet your appetite to see us back on camera. It's been a bit, I guess. We did a video version of Ask Amy around the July 4th holiday. So that was the last time. Before that, I think it was the Chubby Bunny World Championship. It's not as easy for us to do videos. We can't just crank them out every week for the manpower part of things. We believe that it should be quality over quantity when it comes to various social media elements. That's been the focus for me going back to when we lost our second producer, as I mentioned last hour. So we will absolutely answer all your wedding questions, just not today. But send your questions for tonight's or today's edition of Ask Amy Anything on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Trey Lance calls it a fresh start. He's got a big smile on his face as he talks about being a Dallas Cowboy. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo knows something about not just leaving the Niners, but surviving the quarterback experience that is the San Francisco 49ers, which is really a QB version of musical chairs. In one franchise, they've managed to bring in a bunch of QBs and then spit them out. So they take them in and then they spit them out. It's crazy to think about what they did a couple years ago in moving up to draft Trey Lance, number 3 overall. He was supposed to be the heir apparent to Jimmy Garoppolo, and now neither one of them is in the Bay Area. Seriously, think about that. Now, Garoppolo is getting ready to start with Josh McDaniels, coach with whom he's familiar, in Las Vegas for the Raiders. But as he did an interview with Sports Illustrated, well, he actually was asked about Trey now being a Cowboy.
Weird situation. Been a lot of weird situations over there in San Francisco. Just leave it at that. But I'm happy Trey got another shot, man.
How do you think San Francisco's handled those quarterback situations?
How do you think they've handled them?
Oh. I think it's been messy. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Wait, we might have to hear that again from Jimmy Garoppolo. There's so much meat there. First of all, he's referencing the way that San Francisco has handled their business and some of the situations there. And Robin Lundberg, who's doing this interview with Jimmy, then kind of has to answer the rhetorical question himself. And Jimmy piles on. We just want to hear it one more time.
Weird situation. Been a lot of weird situations over there in San Francisco. Just
Zing.
Leave it at that. But I'm happy Trey got another shot, man.
How do you think San Francisco's handled those quarterback situations?
How do you think they've handled them?
I think it's been messy. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Do you know Jimmy was so professional the entire time that he was in San Francisco? He never said a negative word about Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch. He refused to trash the organization or the way they handled their business. But now he tells Robin Lundberg with Sports Illustrated that messy is a nice way of putting it. And, I quote, there are a lot of weird situations there in San Francisco. Ooh. And when Robin says to him, how do you think they've handled their quarterback situation? He says, well, with a laugh, how do you think they've handled it?
How do you think they've handled them?
Oh, my gosh. That is so cryptic and yet so bald-faced and honest, right? It's you don't even have to read between the lines that long to understand. He just puts it all out there. But it's his prerogative, right? And he doesn't do it in a way still that trashes the organization, only it was clearly not... It wasn't as smooth. It wasn't as... I'm going to have to think of another word. It wasn't smooth. It wasn't one that sat well with the quarterbacks there, right, including Jimmy Garoppolo. It wasn't easy to navigate. It was challenging. It was difficult. And now that Jimmy is free and Trey is free, well, maybe we'll hear a little more, although Trey at this point doesn't want to talk about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
It sounds like a surviving press conferences.
Yeah, it wasn't smooth. It wasn't friendly, right? It was more business. It had to be that way. But as well as Jimmy Garoppolo kept his feelings to himself, there are emotions there under the surface. I'm glad he can laugh about it. Garoppolo had a chance to hang out with his old teammate Tom Brady before their final preseason game. So he tells Yahoo Sports what it was like to be reunited with TB.
It was cool seeing him in the locker room. Same old dude. Dude loves ball. You can tell dude. The competitor in him is coming out a little bit, even for just a preseason game. I mean, he's telling us to go ruin their day. It was nice having him around, man. Just he's good vibes. He's good people. It's only going to do good for our organization having a winner like that around.
Same old guy. I'm sure he didn't mean old. He just meant same old guy.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on.
He seems happy to me. And now a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm not sure if that technically makes him Garoppolo's boss. Jimmy G feeling a little free now that he's out of San Francisco. I like it. I can't wait to see what else we hear from him or hear what else he wants to drop. Hey, speaking of Jimmy and Tom Brady, their former organization, the New England Patriots, pulled a strange move, although I'm not sure what's strange for Bill Belichick, but at least an eyebrow-raising move on Tuesday when they waived both Bailey Zappe and Malik Cunningham. Their two backup quarterbacks under Mac Jones on the depth chart cut. And so what? Who backs up Mac Jones? Right now, Mac is the only quarterback on the team's roster. So I guess we no longer have to ask the question of whether or not Mac is the starter in New England, because come hell or high water, he's the only guy they got. So Belichick trying to talk about getting down to the 53-man roster without giving away too much information.
It's a tough day. For everyone, we have relationships with players, some over an extended period of time, some less, but yeah, we talked about it the other day. It's difficult for everyone. It's difficult on the relationships, but we all knew this day was coming, and this is part of the process, and it's a very competitive league, and there's a lot of very talented, players, and they compete, and not everybody can, have a spot. Yeah, that's difficult. Again, I would, as always, like I always do, caution you about, thinking like things are over when they're not necessarily over on a lot of levels. They may not be over here. They may not be over somewhere else. Players have certainly gone left here and gone and had careers, and players have been released by other teams and come here. The Rob Ninkoviches of the world or whatever, tough day for him, and that's the end of his line, and it definitely wasn't. So, the stories aren't over here.
Okay, here's the deal. If Zappe and Cunningham clear waivers, meaning no other team claims them, they could end up back on the Patriots practice squad. But I don't know what that means for active rosters. Maybe they come through the practice squad and go back to the roster? Is there a quarterback hiding in New England that we don't know about? This is really interesting. Like, really interesting. Now, keep in mind, other teams are also releasing guys off of their rosters to get down to the 53-man number. So there could be other QBs available, but it's just odd because it wasn't that long ago that people were asking whether or not Bailey Zappe would be starting for New England this season, like he did a couple of times last year when Mac was concussion protocol. Is that what Mac had last year? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I don't think anybody's worried for reals about Joe Burrow and his health. Remember, we saw him throwing and moving around on that calf muscle last week, but he isn't practicing still. And people are starting to speculate about the contract. And is this a holdout disguised as an injury? Jonathan Taylor. Well, Zach Taylor also is not in the business of giving you more information than he absolutely has to.
I think he has a very healthy body. And I'm encouraged by that.
I think he has a very healthy body, and I'm encouraged by that. That's all he would say.
And I'm encouraged by that.
When he was asked point blank whether or not Joe's lack of a contract extension has anything to do with him not practicing, he said no. I think he has a very healthy body, and I'm encouraged by that. Boy, do we get some strange stuff in sports. I wonder if Zach Taylor had any idea how that would play. I think he has a very healthy body.
Not ideal.
All right, one more. Jonathan Gannon, rookie head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, are you waiting for Christmas? Why haven't you? I do like Christmas, but it might be a little bit late then. Why haven't you announced your starter for week number one?
I'm not going to name a starter because I think it's a competitive advantage for us going to Washington, but we'll know who the starter is.
I don't know that you have a competitive advantage going to Washington. I could be wrong. Regardless of which quarterback you use, whether it's Clayton Tune or whether it's Josh Dobbs, who's been there for 10 minutes, I don't know that you have a competitive advantage going up against the Commanders' defensive line. Call me crazy. I don't think there's any competitive advantage to be found there. Clayton Tune. Nope. I'm going to say advantage Commanders defense, not competitive advantage. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes, every now and then, sometimes, when teams start a quarterback for which there is very little tape available, or maybe the only tape that they have goes back to college, then okay. You might be able to catch him off guard for the first quarter or something. But come on. Competitive advantage with Josh Dobbs or Clayton Tune?
I'm fired up about that. I am.
All right. I like the way that Jonathan Gannon attempts to disguise his lack of a QB. It's a competitive advantage to not name a quarterback. You know what's not a competitive advantage? To not have a quarterback. Oh my gosh. Who does he think he's fooling exactly? Anyone? Anyone?
Clayton Tune.
Is that a competitive advantage to not let your opponent know Clayton Tune is your starter?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
No.
But.
No. Also, not having a quarterback. That's not an advantage in any way, shape, or form.
It's supposed to be that new NFL. I don't know.
We had asked you on last night's edition of the show, which team would be the last in the league to win a game? In other words, which team would be over 2, over 3, over 4? Don't know how long it will go, but a winless streak. Who will it belong to? Who will be the last in the league to get its first win? And many of you pointed to Arizona. Some of you even dared to suggest that Arizona is tanking. But I got to tell you, there were a fair number of votes for the New England Patriots being the last team in the league to get a win. I've also seen Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, Tampa, says Art on Facebook. You do realize the division Tampa plays in, right? You can trip over and fall backwards into a win in the NFC South. The Texans, according to Rodney on Facebook. The Jets, says Dana on Facebook. Panthers get a vote from Justin on Facebook. Handful of votes for the Colts as well. Falcons, according to Patty on Facebook. I mean, a wide variety of answers, but the most popular by far, I even saw Seahawks on Facebook, which doesn't make any sense to me. Sometimes I feel as though your rooting interest conflict with your objectivity. Kurt says the Rams, but by far the top answer, most popular answer, survey says the Arizona Cardinals. We always appreciate when you weigh in on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook named after the show, Twitter After Hours CBS. That's where you got to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, non-wedding questions. Well, you can send the wedding questions, but producer Jay is saving them for the video version coming up early next month. All right, that's just 20 minutes away. Between now and then, you know, I sometimes joke about how in the NBA, everyone plays with his BFF. Apparently that applies to the Ryder Cup team as well for the United States. We'll explain straight ahead here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After...
The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is a podcast about the art and craft of play-by-play. And we're in the middle of an amazing season. Catch up on episodes with Joe Buck, Joe Davis, Pat Hughes, and more. And learn along with me, Matt Spiegel, how the job is done.
It's not just home run Bryce Harper in the Phillies lead. To really do it justice, you got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season. So head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
Hours Podcast.
Our Mr. Sam Burns, Mr. Ricky Fowler, Mr. Brooks Koepka, Mr. Colin Morikawa, Mr. Jordan Spieth, and Mr. Justin Thomas.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
The voice of U.S. Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson, who announces his captain's picks on Tuesday with some surprise. Yes, he does include Brooks Koepka from the LIV Tour, because right now PGA and LIV, while they may plan to merge in the future, they're still very separate entities. Zach Johnson goes with Justin Thomas, who's had a rough year, and that's putting it kindly. He also brings on Ricky Fowler, who is definitely having a great year. Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, who's played better in 2023 as well. The notable exception, the one that has raised a bunch of eyebrows, is not having Keegan Bradley on the team. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything or to our Facebook page. So Justin Thomas, again, has scuffled, has really struggled on the PGA Tour in 2023 and yet somehow makes the roster. But Zach Johnson and others are pointing to his record in the Ryder Cup. He's represented Team USA twice, and his record, now granted, you play on teams part of the time, but his record is six wins, so part of six wins, two losses, one draw. clearly his track record in this marquee event is a big reason why Zach selected him for the team.
Justin Thomas, one of the most talented players on the PGA Tour, in my opinion. He has, without question, been the heart and soul of Team USA, Ryder Cups, our emotional leader, I would say. And I don't think he would argue with that. He just leads by example. Overall, a fantastic Ryder Cup record. His passion for the Ryder Cup is very evident. He would say it himself. He has said it himself. In my mind, he was born for this. And there is, you just don't leave JT at home.
Good partners definitely help with that. And a lot of it, I mean, as much as you want to bring good golf yourself to the table, I think a part of it is bringing the best out of your partner. And I've been very fortunate to play with some friends of mine that I feel like I know well, that I'm not only comfortable around, but I feel like I can do my best to try to bring the best out of them, with a couple of them on this call with me and Jordan Rick. And I don't know. I mean, it's a very, very exciting, and it's hard to really think about anything other than exactly what you're doing.
So Justin Thomas called the emotional leader by Zach Johnson. And yes, he's performed very well when representing the red, white, and blue, both in the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. But this year, it's a risk, because there were multiple guys who had more Ryder Cup points, meaning multiple guys who are playing a heck of a lot better in PGA tournaments this season. Cameron Young is the Tour Rookie of the Year. Keegan Bradley, Denny McCarthy. But what does Zach note? It's about emotion. It's about his record in the past. And then Justin talks about chemistry, about team. And that's where I come back to. He even cites the fact that Jordan Spieth, one of his best friends, and Ricky Fowler, another one of his BFFs on tour, they're on the call with him. So the three of them did a call together. And oh yeah, being best friends is a major theme with Jord and Ricky as well.
The weight of the golf tournament just comes off when you walk into it, and you just feel like you're just hanging with your friends. And as Zach mentioned, you're hanging with, you know, their wives and girlfriends too. You're hanging with your caddies and their wives and girlfriends. And it's like you're just going back and having fun.
It's already coming together. A lot of us are really close. A few of us live close to each other in South Florida. And excited that I've played well enough to give myself this opportunity.
So there you hear Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler. Now, Keegan Bradley is on the outside looking in. And that's how he feels. He feels as though he is an outsider. He tells Todd Lewis of the Golf Channel, "I am super bummed out. I thought I put together a really good year with two wins, including Hartford over an elite field. I'm proud of what I've done." He goes on to compliment Justin Thomas. He's a generational talent, but, and here's where you get his true feeling over it, "I've always been an outsider in the sport. I've tried to get closer to the guys I thought would be on the team. I feel like I'm moving forward. I'm going to have to automatically qualify." I mean, that speaks to the nature of this team with Zach Johnson. Because Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, they travel together. They are frequently photographed on vacation together. A lot of times, they also share charter planes or private flights together. They live near one another. Zach Johnson is focusing on chemistry, if you want to call it that, friendship, team, the team aspect. He's hoping channels through this trio. To me, seems a little cliquish. But, you know, in any large organization, and the PGA is one of those large organizations, there are going to be clicks. And sometimes it's not about what you do, how you perform, your track record. It's about who you know. I think many of you who are listening in the corporate world, maybe you call it playing politics. I know in the broadcast and media industry, it's very often about who you know and what, not what you know, not your history, your resume. Nah, it's about, do you know a program director? Are you friends with someone who makes decisions? Or do you have a family member who's friends with someone who makes decisions? Do you have a family member who's also in a high-profile place? And so Bradley feels like an outsider. I hope for Zach Johnson's sake that this works out. But this is risky because Justin Thomas is not playing good golf. I feel for Keegan Bradley. He says, I'll have to automatically qualify because that's the only way I'm getting picked. And the poor guy even tried to be better friends with the in crowd, right? The popular kids. He tried to sit at the popular kids' table at lunch, but he was eschewed and rejected. Ugh, just icky. I don't like it.
Wrong.
Yeah. I would never root against Team USA, and neither is Bradley. He says he'll be rooting for them. But I don't like this kind of... of process. It feels a little bit like picking teams on the playground, mm-hmm. and you pick your best friends to be on your team.
All I know is that right now, today, in 2023, Keegan Bradley is a better golfer than Justin Thomas.
He is.
And he should be on the team over Justin Thomas.
And there's no indication he won't be a good teammate. There's no indication that he can't play in the team format.
Like he said, he even tried to be a better guy just to reach out to them and become friendly. I mean, he's playing the great golf. He's doing the going through the actions. Like, so he's proving that he wants to be on the team. He's playing better golf. There's no reason for him not to have been picked.
Yeah, it's too bad. We'll see how it goes. The Ryder Cup a little bit later on this fall. All right, last few minutes to ask away on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page. Ask Amy Anything is next.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're Body. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At Body, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are Body. Start your free trial at body.com. That's BODI.com.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
My favorite question by far that I've seen pertaining to my future married life and pending nuptials is this one, Producer Jay. Now, I'm not answering it. I'm just telling you I love this question. How many kids will you have?
Nice.
That makes me giggle. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, in case you missed it, programming note, I absolutely promise, I swear that you will have... the majority of your wedding questions answered in a special video version of Ask Amy Anything. In fact, Cameron on Facebook suggested pop the question. So cute. It could be the wedding edition of Ask Amy called Pop the Question. We'll see. It's going to happen next month, though. We just don't have enough time to get it done before Labor Day. We want it to be on our YouTube channel so you can go back and refer to it when you feel as though... you can't get enough, or you don't have your questions appropriately answered. You need to go refer to the Ask Amy Anything video. All right. So this is a non-wedding edition of Ask Amy Anything, and Jay's got his hands full.
Sorry, non-wedding edition here. So we'll start with James, who says you just went kayaking on the Susquehanna River last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know if there's any place in the country that you haven't been kayaking that you would love to go.
Oh, so many places in the country that I haven't been kayaking. I would love to go on Lake Tahoe. I also want to go parasailing on Lake Tahoe. So that's one place that I would love to go. But there, I mean, seriously, any type of Mississippi River might be a little bit scary. When I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, we had a small ski boat, a small motor boat that we put a 16 footer that we would put out on Newfound Lake or Lake Winnipesaukee, which is 2 miles across at the Broads. I wouldn't mind going kayaking in New Hampshire. I've never done that. I've gone to a lot of different places, but never gone in New Hampshire. So that would definitely be kind of a throwback to when I was growing up. So there's a lot of different places. The Colorado River. Now, see, depending on where you are in some of these rivers, it's better to go whitewater rafting than it is to go kayaking. But yeah, Lake Tahoe would be fun.
It would be cool. All right, so you're going to Houston this weekend, and just referencing your trip last weekend on the Susquehanna River, Lisa wants to know, is there any particular item, like a T-shirt or a thimble or a salt shaker, that you like to collect from places you visited?
No, I just take a lot of photos. Always take photos that have the maybe a sign in them that indicates where we are, when, if that's possible. But no, photos are my thing, and nature photos, cloud photos, mountain photos, water photos. And then I put them into folders on my laptop and keep them, and I'll just share them in blogs. So really, that's the only thing that I keep as a memento or to preserve the memories. I'm not really a collector, if you will.
Lisa asks now, what was your favorite concert you've ever been to?
Oh, my gosh. Shania Twain was amazing. So I'll say she was a great concert. Another really good one was George Strait, who I saw in Foxborough. So I saw him at the Patriots football stadium. I can't remember if it was Gillette. I think it was pre-Gillette. But I did see George Strait and a bunch of other country artists there. Let's see. Love, 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 absolutely love the John Williams concert that I just saw. It was a tribute concert at Tanglewood. He also was there himself. So it wasn't just his music. It was him conducting music that he's composed. So those would be my top three concerts I've ever been to.
Well, I know John Williams was a bucket list item, but Lisa mm-hmm. also follows up with, oh, is there Lisa. Anyone who you would want to see that you haven't been able to see yet?
Oh, I forgot to add Billy Joel, by the way. Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, I saw him twice there, and the second time was even better than the first. So, sorry, I'll have to add Billy Joel as an honorable mention.
I've always heard that. And even seen Billy Joel, so good at MSG. Seen him again, and they're like, oh, every time you see him, he just gets better and better and better.
So good at MSG. Yeah, I never did see Garth Brooks, and I would love to see Garth Brooks in concert. I heard he puts on a hell of a show. Trying to see if think there's someone else. I really love symphony music. If there's something else I'd like to see in concert. Seeing the Star Wars movies now, those are a lot of fun in concert. I'll go with Garth Brooks as my answer.
Eras Tour?
Nah, I'm not a Swiftie. I like some of her music, but I can't get into the hero worship with Taylor Swift. Yes.
So Chris asks now, are you planning to watch the new Star Wars spinoff, Ahsoka?
I am planning to watch Ahsoka, but according to my Star Wars nerd friend, Kevin Coogler, all know him well as the voice of Fox NFL broadcast, but also Westwood One. He says I cannot watch Ahsoka because I already watched Clone Wars and have already watched Rebels. But he says I can't watch Ahsoka until I finish season 2 of The Mandalorian. I'm early in season 2. And I also have to watch The Book of Boba Fett. So the Book of Boba. He says Ahsoka will flow out of that. So I'm going to be a little behind on Ahsoka. Which, by the way, I heard the initial numbers for the release have not been very good. I don't know if it's really because it's summertime. Obi-Wan, by far, has had the most views on Disney Plus of any of the new Star Wars live-action series.
Wow.
Ahsoka is more along the lines of The Mandalorian. Though, again, it is summertime, and people don't watch as much TV in the summertime. It was, I guess, the most downloaded show on Disney Plus last week. But the numbers haven't come close to Obi-Wan. As you can imagine, he's an iconic figure. Mm-hmm. It's not new. You don't have to get to know Obi-Wan. If you know anything about Star Wars, you know Obi-Wan Great and point. His story. Yeah.
So let's get into a little food here. Melanie okay. wants to know, in your lasagna, do you want ground beef or sliced Italian sausage?
Oh, Gosh, so good. But I'm generally a ground beef person. I wouldn't turn it down with Italian sausage, but I do love ground beef in my lasagna.
Now, another James wants to know, does ketchup belong on a hot dog?
Yes. If I'm eating a hot dog, I'm eating it with ketchup.
All right, we'll move off food. This one comes from Kathy.
That was quick.
Yeah. Okay. Kathy wants to know, do you still play Wordle?
I do. I do. In fact, I get really annoyed with myself when I forget to play and I lose my streak. So over the weekend, Saturday, I was gone kayaking with a friend and I forgot to play when we woke up in the morning because it's out of my breakfast routine. I normally play over breakfast. So yeah, I was kind of bummed when I forgot. I still do adore Wordle and I change my starting word every single time I play. I never use the same starting word.
That is impressive. Because that's like a... I respect that. That's good.
I want to make it harder.
All right. This one comes from Big Jim who asks, have you ever seen a ghost?
No. Nor do I believe in them.
Okay, so there goes that. Jeffrey wants to know, do you play card games? And if so, what's your favorite card game to play?
Yeah, my family loves to play card games. We really like, Euchre is one of the games that we love. We also love Five Crowns. And actually, kind of funny that you bring it up, because when I'm in Houston, my mom is organizing a Saturday evening card game. Now, nice. Bob and I will be playing along with mom and her husband, Mike. But we may invite some other people to come over for cards and dessert. I mean, growing up with my Italian family, this is what we remember about Saturday nights or weekends when family and friends would come over and there would always be dessert and cards. Sometimes cribbage. There'd also be, there's another one, a pinochle. Pinochle is another game that my Italian family always played.
This one comes from Rob, who wants to know, do you like Westerns? And if so, do you have a favorite cowboy?
Does Kevin Costner count?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Do you have a favorite cowboy? Anything that Clint Eastwood is playing is a favorite.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Oh, gosh. Clint Eastwood is awesome. Also, Kurt Russell. Didn't Kurt Russell play?
True Grit.
Oh, no. Shoot. Billy the Kid. There's a lots of different versions of Billy the Kid.
Right.
I do like Westerns. I would say more modern Westerns than the older type Westerns. Or if we're talking about the Texas Rangers, I do enjoy shows about the Texas Rangers. Not a huge Western fan, but every now and then. And if Kevin Costner counts, then yes, he's my favorite in a Western.
It's one of my secret guilty pleasures. I love those old Westerns from the 30s and 40s.
Okay.
All right, this one's kind of funny.
Are they all in black and white?
If they're good. My favorites are in black and white. Like okay. James Stewart, let's go. So this one's funny. It comes from Eileen, who wants to know, how much sleep do you get during the football season?
Oh, gosh. Not as much sleep as we spend time watching football. You know what? Tuesday is our recovery day when we're kind of like zombies. So I hope to sleep on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the weekends, meaning Friday night, Saturday night. Otherwise, not much. It's limited during football. Thank you for caring, Eileen.
Last one before rapid fire. David wants to know, how many half marathons have you run in your lifetime?
Ooh, 6 so far, and I'm about to do my 7th coming up next month.
All right. So let's get into rapid fire.
Lucky number 7.
T-Bone or Porterhouse?
Porterhouse.
St. Bernard or Chihuahua?
I don't have little dogs. Although we've got Daisy, who's Bob's little dog. I'll go with St. Bernard. That's so hairy, though.
Roller skates or ice skates?
Roller skates.
Waffle House or Denny's?
I don't like waffles. Denny's.
Historical tour or nature hike?
Oh, I love historical tours.
Trampoline or bouncy castle?
Trampoline.
Potted plants or wildflowers?
Wildflowers.
Jungle or desert?
Jungle. Oh, another snake's in there. Desert.
Last one here, polka dots or stripes?
Now I'm a polka dot girl. Ooh. I do love polka dots. On shirts, on socks, every now and then, on my earrings. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.